Time to talk golf now on Highland Radio, and I'm delighted to say we're joined by a young Donegal golfer, Ryan Griffin, who was victorious in Portugal just last weekend. Ryan, good to see you. Good to talk to you.
And yourself, Oisin. How you doing?
We're doing not too bad, but I would say you're in fine form this week. What's the feeling now today, a couple of days out after winning a big event, an R&A event in Portugal?
Well, at the minute, I'm still quite exhausted more than anything because it was a lot of traveling involved, going over and back, and it was a daunting enough experience the way it all unfolded. But I'm cloud nine, watching.
Yeah. Well, tell me this, Ryan. Going into the tournament, did you feel that you could take victory in Portugal? Was there a confidence within you and within your game that you could fight at the top?
Oh, 100% there was, because the last two tournaments of the end of the year last year, in the Carton House event and the Irish Under Varsities in Port Salon, the two silver medals in those, and so it kind of showed us we could compete definitely in the college sector. And I knew the golf course over in Portugal, Praia, at a very difficult golf course, and it was kind of who would hold their own nearly instead of just burning the whole place apart, and that would shoot my game big time.
Yeah, well, you certainly held your own over the three rounds, and there was no better way to start than with a 72 on day one.
72, if you had asked me at the start of the week, would have taken that, I would have bit your hand off hard, because it kind of got away a wee bit in the middle of the round. We had a couple of bogeys, but we finished very nicely with a few birdies towards the end.
Yeah. You had a 77, if I'm right, and then you finished off round three with a 74 before the playoff. What was the pressure like on you in the closing holes of your third round, knowing that you had to score well to stay in contention, Ryan?
Yeah, so the third round, I was leading by a shot at a slender enough lead going into the last round, and I was cruising off after the front nine, and towards the back nine, I looked at the scoreboard, so I knew where I was standing. And it was similar enough back in Port Salon at the end of last year, where it was very, very tight. And I just had to keep telling myself to stay in it and keep going and stay positive about the whole thing. And it's never over until it's over, especially in golf.
Yeah. Well, it sort of was over a bit quickly then at the end of round three in the playoff, because it was fading light that brought a stop to the event. Darkness was coming in, but the English guy went out of contention early in the playoff. But yourself and one of your clubmates, one of your teammates rather at NUI, Jordan Bowles, ended up sharing the title. So what was it like when the officials made the decision that, okay, we're going to have joint winners here?
Well, me and Jordan would be good mates anyway, and we were coming down the ninth, and it was nearly black dark, like. And we finished off the ninth. We didn't really know what they were going to do. And as we walked off the ninth green, the tournament official, she came over to us. And we were both thinking the exact same thing, that we don't want to play 18-hole playoff the following day, because we were absolutely exhausted from the three rounds we had. So she told us then we were just going to share the winning, and it's just going to be a joint winner. So I think we were delighted with that. It was a fair result of how everything unfolded.
Yeah. Well, this is still brilliant to win the event. It's the biggest to take it in your young career that you've had so far, Ryan. Would that be fair enough?
That'd be right enough now, in fairness, Sachin. We had a couple of close calls now that are the end of last year again, but no, all the experience kind of all adds up, and it all stands to you then in the long run.
Yeah, and golf's a popular sport in Maynooth. You're down there and a scholarship, and was five Maynooth players in the top 12 at the end of the day in Portugal. So it's a sport they take very seriously, and they want to do well in, Ryan.
Yeah, that's fair to say now, because the Barry Fenley, our golf coordinator, he runs a very good program down here and gets us the best situation and everything. And we have Carton House on our doorstep too, so the facilities are just top class here in Ireland for it, because we don't have the best weather, so it's nice down there.
I'll tell you
the condition that it's always in.
It's not a bad place to go practice in the Carton House every week, is it?
Oh, you can be in worse places, that's for sure.
And listen, it's huge for the college as well that you guys are succeeding now at the top. What's next on this students' tour under the RNA? Where do you go from here? And at the end of when the tournament comes to a conclusion, if you're sitting in the top five, what's the benefit of it, Ryan?
Well, now in 4 weeks' time, we're actually heading over to Barcelona to play the fourth event. And I think I'm actually sitting second in the order of merit now. So another good finish in Spain will put us high up in contention, then going into Scotland, then following for the fifth event. And like I said, our top five and wherever if you want it. I know if you want it, you get a place in the Arnold Palmer Cup team. And I know one of the lads that won it before, he got an invitation to a Challenge Tour event, which is a step down from the European Tour, but it'll be a massive, massive achievement.
Yeah, it would be a massive achievement. There's a lot of prizes dangling on a carrot there for you guys to sort of pursue over the next number of months. But you might just maybe go back where golf all started for you. Obviously, your club is Balbofenstern Order. So as you developed through the sport and grew into the sport and honed your skills in the sport, how big was Donegal Courses and helping you there, Ryan?
Well, the Donegal Courses, living in Balbofey, it's kind of the middle of Donegal, so you have so many great links courses about an hour away from you. And up in the likes of Rosapenna, Merva, Ballyluffin, all them places, they're such a good test. And the Donegal weather, it's never going to be ideal, so there's always going to be wind and rain coming in sideways at you. And if you can play good golf up in the likes of that, you'll be able to play good golf anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of good courses, obviously, around Donegal. What's your favourite type of course? Do you like the links stuff, do you, Ryan? Or which one do you favour?
It's where we kind of grew up playing golf and where we really started playing proper golf. And the links course would be ideal for my type of golf in a way.
Yeah. And who do you look up to in the sport? Who was your idol growing up? Who was your hero in golf when you were?
Well, the standard will be Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. Like everybody's going to say them because what Tiger done in the sport was unbelievable. And then McIlroy to come from Ireland, kind of a wee small island, and to do what he done is just unbelievable as well, and great role models and way to go by them.
Yeah. Did you ever meet any of your heroes?
No, I seen them in the flesh a couple of times up in Port Rush and like that, but never got speaking to them one-on-one just yet.
Yeah. Listen, it's a very exciting time in your young career and winning in Portugal and now going to Spain and hopefully being involved in finals. But you mentioned the Challenge Tour there. Where would you like to see yourself in 10 years, Ryan? Where would you like to be golfing wise? Is something like playing on the European Tour a realistic target for you?
Well, we'll finish off college and we'll get through college for the degree, and at least then we'll know especially the level we are at in the golf scene, and because it's a big leap to go into that professional ranks, and it's a big risk as well. But in 10 years, I'd love to see myself playing on the European Tour. And if you get into the European Tour, you're gonna be doing very well if you kind of get a good couple of finishes and a good couple of starts in that. So in 10 years' time, I'd love to see myself there now, to be fair.
You have to aspire to your dreams, Ryan. You have to hold on.
You have to aim big, Oshin.
You have to aim big. Well, listen, glad to hear that you've got you're grounded anyway in relation to the education, that you're going to make sure that you get your degree first. What are you studying at the moment?
I'm doing marketing, and there's a wee bit of psychology in it as well, and a few modules. So at the psychology definitely helps in the golf game anyway, Oshin.
Well, that's for sure. So you'll be able to talk yourself into good positions, Ryan. Plus, you'll be able to market yourself well when you go to the professional tour. So you have all angles covered there.
Of all angles covered, not a bother to us.
Listen, good to talk to you and good to see you as well, Ryan. And thanks for talking to us and many congratulations on your win. And we do hope that this is the first of many more to come for you.
Thanks, Malian Oshin. I appreciate it.